We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, turning now to chapter 22. We'll read verses 1 to 14 of Isaiah chapter 22. Now, this is an oracle concerning the Valley of Vision. Now, that is a reference to Jerusalem. It's not entirely certain what Isaiah means by it, but it's virtually certain that that is an expression of derision. They're normally described as Mount Zion. It's a city set on a hill. And so if you're standing in the bottom of a valley, you can't see over the next hill. And that's the very thing described in this passage, that they are, because of their sin, because of their revelry, because they're filling themselves with pleasure, they can't see what is about to come and even what has been revealed by the prophets. The first four verses point out that Jerusalem has been a party town. But it's not going to remain a party town. It's going to be inflicted with judgment. You who are full of shoutings, tumultuous city, exultant town, you're slain or not slain with the sword or dead in battle, so on and so forth. No, they would starve to death. He is foretelling yet again the destruction of Jerusalem through Nebuchadnezzar that would happen sometime in the future, about a century in the future. It is a warning of that judgment. Verses 5 to 8 show that this didn't happen because of the Babylonians. It happened because of the Lord. It was the Lord's day. For the Lord of God of hosts has a day of tumult and trampling and confusion in the Valley of Vision. Now, what he's saying is that this is a long-appointed day when the judgment would come on idolatrous Jerusalem. And it is a portrait, these are little miniature pictures, of the day that the Lord has appointed. We'll talk in our sermon about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will bring the day of judgment. That day is coming. And our whole world is living in the Valley of Vision. And it's party time. And yet God has a day. My friends, there is nothing more urgent than that you would know that when Jesus returns, your sins will be forgiven on the final day of judgment. It is going to come. And yes, the destruction, the death that would fall upon Jerusalem is a portrait of the final judgment and the vengeance of the wrath of the holy God. Now, the final verses point out that they actually were aware of the threat of the Babylonians. And it talks about some of the people. It talks about Elam and other towns, Elam and Kir. Those are places from which the Babylonians would draw their forces in modern-day Iran and in other places. And they worked hard. They fortified the city. See, we knew that we had trouble. They fixed the water supply system so that they could withstand the siege. But he goes, yes, but what you failed to do was to deal with the Lord. And so it is today that we're preparing for the future with our IRA accounts. Go ahead and do that. That's prudent. We're trying to make worldly provisions against what will happen should sickness come or societal trouble or death. No, the Lord is God. We must prepare ourselves with repentance and faith. In fact, this line, look at verse 13, let us eat and drink for tomorrow we die. You may remember the way the Apostle Paul quotes that line in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Well, there's nothing wrong with enjoying the pleasures of life. Jeff has been preaching Ecclesiastes in the evening. What a great perspective it is. My friends, everything has to do with the Lord. We must be right with Him. We must make appeal to Him. He is our only salvation. Well, with these things said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving Word, beginning at verse 1 of Isaiah 22. The oracle concerning the Valley of Vision. What do you mean that you have gone up, all of you, to the housetops? You who are full of shoutings, tumultuous city, exultant town. You're slain or not slain with the sword or dead in battle. All your leaders have fled together. Without the bow, they were captured. All of you who were found were captured, though they had fled far away. Therefore I said, look away from me. Let me weep bitter tears. Do not labor to comfort me concerning the destruction of the daughter of my people. For the Lord God of hosts has a day of tumult and trampling and confusion in the Valley of Vision. A battering down of walls and a shouting to the mountains, and Elam bore the quiver with chariots and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. Your choicest valleys were full of chariots, and the horsemen took their stand at the gates. He has taken away the covering of Judah. In that day you looked to the weapons of the house of the forest, and you saw that the breaches of the city of David were many. You collected the waters of the lower pool. You counted the houses of Jerusalem. You broke down the houses to fortify the wall. You made a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool, but you did not look to him who did it, or see him who planned it long ago. And that day the Lord God of hosts called for weeping and mourning and for baldness and wearing sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, killing oxen and slaughtering sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. The Lord of hosts has revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity will not be atoned for until you die, says the Lord God of hosts. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.